and welcome to Revolutionary Woman. My name is Tess Silverman. Women around the world are constantly creating ways to make a difference in their communities, and today's guest is no exception. Fatima Touche Johora is an independent visual journalist and a National Geographic explorer based in Bangladesh. Her passion is to produce artistic visuals that include information about stories of daily life, children's and women's rights, and environmental rights. She conveys significant facts about the human experience in intimate and engaging storytelling. Her works concentrate on the effects, consequences, and adaptation of global climate change that relate to natural phenomena and human experiences. Despite having a degree in biological science, Fatima chose to pursue a career in photography because to her, photography is all about empathy. It fosters closeness and understanding while addressing contemporary social issues like injustice, abuses of human rights, and our adverse relationship with the environment. She has worked as a contributing photographer at Reuters and Zuma Press. Her images have been published in The Guardian, Liberation, The Courier, AVAX News, Hindustan Times, and many others. Hi, Fatima. Welcome to Revolutionary Woman. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by the show. Okay, so I have a lot of questions, so let's get started. So what was it like growing up for you in Bangladesh?
Yeah. I grew up in a district in Bangladesh named Bogura. This is in a very remote area, but it's difficult. My journey is ups and down, but now I think it's okay in a stable position.
Great. So you're an independent visual journalist, and you grew up taking photos at a young age. And I read that for your 14th birthday, you received a digital camera for your birthday. What drew you to photography at such a young age?
From my childhood, I don't know about what actually photography means or how it works, but I love to take photos. It's kind of my instinct. I love the nature. I love the rural area where I brought up. So I love to take photos with mobile phone or any other devices. And because of my passion, my brothers and sisters noticed that, and they decided to gift me a camera in my 14th birthday. And that's the starting.
Wow, that's amazing. And then you went to undergraduate school to get to know more about photography, and then you enrolled in a photography mentorship program. How was that? I mean, was that easy for you to do now that you had this goal in your head?
No, I love to take photos, but I never thought about that I will be a professional photographer and how actually a professional photographer looks like and how the industry of photography. I was unknown about this section, but when I admitted in my graduation school, I started to involve with a photography club, JUPS, and then I started knowing about the photography, the world of photography, and the future. And at that time, it was a very interesting story when I first decided to buy a camera, digital camera, professional camera by myself. It was my family helped me, my brothers and sisters, they helped me in my photography, not my photographic career, but they loved, okay, it's her, she liked it, okay, we can, she can take photos. But as a professional photographer, they never thought about that. And my parents also, they were very strict about that. They don't want their daughter as a photographer. So I keep this secret to them, and I managed with money with my with the help of my friends, and I bought a camera. This is my university life. That's my first digital camera I bought for myself. And then I started to explore this area.
Oh, so they didn't even know that you loved photography, your parents. They didn't even, or you, they did, but they didn't want you to make that as a profession, right?
As I started to take photos from my childhood, so my family knew that I like to take photos, but they don't wanted to see their daughter as a photographer.
Right.
That's not a career. They thought that's not a career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her hobby. She can take photos, but not her career. Yeah.
Yeah, not a most families don't think of photography as a practical career, right?
Yeah.
So I read that you actually went to university for biological sciences, but then when you got there, you realized you really didn't want to be there. And that's when you decided that you wanted to become a professional photographer. What was that? So how did that, how did that transition happen for you? Was it just like one day you decided, okay, this isn't for me? Or did it take a while for you to realize, I really want to make this as a career?
No, it's not like that. In Bangladesh, there is very few public university where we can study with mm-hmm. the help of government. So we don't need additional money from my family. Mm-hmm. So I got admitted in this university, Jahanginagar University, and I got chance in the biological science in this department. Mm-hmm. That's not I choose,
right?
But I got chance there, so I have to study there. So I, from my first year in my university life, I actually know that that's not my ongoing things. I have different passion. It's not my cup of tea like that.
Right.
So I feel that. I feel that, and I completed my graduation in biological science. But from the first year, I explored another things like storytelling, photography.
Ah.
Actually, I love to tell the story
right.
of the people I met. I love to travel. I love to meet new people and
right.
know about their story. And photography is the medium of my storytelling.
Oh,
so
cool.
I decided that, okay, I love photography and I love meeting new people, explore the story mm-hmm. of others. So
mm-hmm.
that could be aligned and that could be a good combination for my passion,
mm-hmm.
for my, yeah. Oh, then I decided, okay, let's do it.
That's great. Yeah, so you're an independent photographer, and you've worked with organizations like Malala Fund and NPR.
Yeah.
But I want to hear the story of how you got involved with National Geographic. So can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, sure. And that's all actually started from my university life, when I started to explore the photography area
mm-hmm.
in national and international level.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, women photograph is a mentorship program. I am one of the mentee of the women photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I know about the grant process, the world of photography, how it works, how a grant can help my story, how workshop can help to sharpen my skill, and that's. And at that time, I know about the National Geography grant.
Mm-hmm.
So my I'm working from my early career. I am working on a project on climate change, like the flood, cyclone, and heat wave. The climate change impact in my country, I am actually working on that. So when I know about the National Geographic grant, I found that it's more likely with my project on climate change, and it's a big project, so I need fund,
mm-hmm.
and I applied for the grant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time application for a grant.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a test, but I did it very passionately, very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I'm not sure about that I will, I'm going to get it, but I did it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So when the email I received from National Geography that Fatima, you are accepted the grant for your project, that was the like shocking.
Wow.
I don't actually, wow, it's really happening.
Yeah.
Is it a error or mistake or anything? Or
wow.
Real, I actually so surprised about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you must have thought like, well, now I really have to do it.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, oh my gosh. I mean, you weren't thinking that it was going to even happen at all, but this was something that you took seriously anyway,
yeah.
Right? And then it got accepted. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations for that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That is so
before
cool.
Before this grant, I work all my, from my early career, I started working with my project with my own fund.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought that someone will give me that much fund to further process of my project. So that's very life-changing moment for me.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
The project I'm doing, it's so connected with me. So that helps me a lot.
So let me ask you, so after you got the grant, and, you know, I mean, this was amazing. I saw your work with Living in Salt, right? Or is that what it's called? Living
yeah.
in Salt.
Okay. Living with Salts.
Living
yeah.
with Salt. It's really powerful, I have to say. And so my next question is, what stories do you like to work on? And are there subjects that really speak to you that you want to cover?
Yeah. Climate change is not actually climate change. From the district I grew up, Bogura, mm-hmm. in this area is frequent. The people in this area frequently face the flood, impact of flood. So from my, I know many of my friends and family members, and they are directly suffered from the flood.
Mm.
I'm not directly impact of that, but I know them, how they are suffering, how actually they are trying to adapting with the flood and other climatic disasters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's actually, this is the main point which actually helped me to thought about that their story,
mm-hmm.
how important their story and how struggling their story as
yeah.
a storyteller, as a photographer.
Right.
I should have tell their story to the global audience.
Right.
So I am very connected with the climate change related stories.
Okay.
Climate change is huge things, huge, but in Bangladesh, we are very low in carbon emission, but we are impacting from the global warming and climate change.
Right, right.
So these people in my country, they mm. are facing and struggling from the front line, but
mm.
They don't. Some of them, they don't even know what actually climate change means and how it works and
right.
how they impact it.
Right.
So it's a global issue. It's a huge global issue, and if I can tell their story
mm-hmm.
to them,
mm-hmm.
like people like who lived in USA,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
also have to know about their struggle.
Right.
So
oh, wow.
that's why I am working on the
mm-hmm.
climatic disasters and climate change related story, and also I am working with the women's voice. You know, in a country like Bangladesh, women and girls are still, they are not getting enough facilities than men.
Mm-hmm.
So So they are also struggling their everyday life. They have their so many stories they actually keep secret. But there is a deep breath with their, in their deep breath, there is a story. There are so many stories. So as a woman, and I can easily connect with myself with the person the subjects I am working with. So I'm very interested with this.
Wow.
Girls and women's stories.
That's amazing. I love that. And you're bringing their stories so others all over the world can learn about them and hear their stories.
Yeah.
And these women and girls have a voice, you know, so they're being, so they're going to be heard through your stories, which I think is beautiful. I mean, so now that you're doing this professionally, how are your parents reacting to this now that you are this independent storyteller?
Before Nature Grant, they didn't accept me. And I, that time I was also working independently as a professional photographer, but I tried my best to hide that from my parents, because they lived in a different district. I lived in the capital of Bangladesh. So it was easy but tricky. But after the Nat Geo grant, then they realized, okay, she loved it, and maybe there is a future for her, and it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, National Geographic is known all over the world. The fact that National Geographic I would say gave you a grant, I mean, that should say, like, okay, yeah, I guess she must be good, you know, if they gave her a grant. That's amazing. That
they
is
don't
so
know about all that things because if I think about my parents, and it's okay to it's okay from their side to not to take easily, because we are two brothers and two sisters. We are the first generation in our family who studied this level, and there no one in my family they don't know about the art and culture or photography. So it's okay. It's very normal with them. But now they are seeing through me. They are accepting it. Things
that's
are changing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's a positive thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very positive, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, that they're, I mean, no matter what, they're supportive of you and your work. So that's great. So, you know, it's I think it's amazing that you decided from early on that you wanted to focus on how your people in Bangladesh are suffering from not so much their own making of climate change. It's what everybody else is doing that's affecting, you know, the people of Bangladesh. And so, do you think that there's more that needs to be done in order for the conversation of climate change to really take effect?
Yeah, of course. Climate change is a huge impact, but we have to focus on the adaptation and mitigation. Of course, there is a way to come out this. So if I tell their story, it's actually not my story, their story, the subject who are actually facing. They are the main heroes in my story. So they don't have the voice to tell the global audience, but I have that, so I am just making a bridge with the person who is facing these problems and the world. So if I think it's as a photographer, it's not my I can't do anything directly for them, but this conversation that started from my work, that's the positive things. That's the main things I wanted as a photographer.
Yeah.
Because we have to know about that. It's actually happening, how it's happening, and how it's connected with the, we all are mm-hmm. so interconnected.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think that's really a valuable and powerful thing that you're doing, because I didn't know anything about what was going on in Bangladesh until you started talking about it. And now I want to know more about it and like really see how it affects so many, not just them, but everybody else. So I think kudos to you for wanting to like highlight these, you know, their stories, their voices, because, you know, like you said, you know, say they don't have the access to be able to do this, but if I can do it, right, if I can at least help them that way, then their stories are seen and heard. So that's wonderful. So who would you credit for where you are now?
Yeah, of course, I have a very mixed feelings with my family, positive, negative, both. And sometimes they help, sometimes they very strict not to do it. So I have to hide so many things, but of course they are somehow helping. And mostly I have to mention my friends in my university. Mm-hmm. I have a friend circle in my university. We are a group of five actually, so they all help me in every factor. When I first bought my camera, mm-hmm. and when I go for a project with my self fund, and I'm doing so, when I do so risky assignments, everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, every photographer have some trauma, like when I covered a fire incident, and mm-hmm. it seems so traumatic events, and I need to speak about this with some people, with people. Mm-hmm. Like in this section also my friends, my university friends, still we are very connected, and they are helping every time. Mm. They are the main pillar of my career, I think. Wow.
That's wonderful. That's great. Okay, so what would you like to be doing next? What are your goals moving forward?
Yeah, I have some goals, of course, because the project I'm working, Living with Souls, it's not a time-bounded project. Mm-hmm. It will be a long-term project, like as we are living, the world is... Earth and world is we are all facing so many things, mm-hmm. and so this will not be stopped, but their story will be in a different dimension and mm-hmm. different angle, mm-hmm. that will be do further and further. And I have a plan to work with a big project in the climate change impact in Bangladesh, that will in my when I will be older, mm-hmm. and that will be my archive. That's my dream, kind of dream. Mm-hmm. I have a archive of the climate change photos, videos, and journalistic works, and people who want to know about the change and know about the climate change situation in Bangladesh before, after, or future. Mm-hmm. I think, I hope anyone can, who go through my archive, mm-hmm. they can understand it. That's the main dream. Mm-hmm. And also as a visual storyteller, as I am and from the National Geography grant, I got confident, and I am an explorer, I'm a leader, so I have some duty to my community, to my people, mm-hmm. I'm working with. So in this case, I have a plan to work in my own organization with people who are very passionate about the photography or storytelling. Mm. So in my country and everywhere, there is a we all have stories everywhere, everything there is a stories. So the stories usually they are neglected, but they are very important to tell. I have a plan to with my organization, with the passionate people, I will tell their story to the world. That's dream.
Wow, I love it. That's amazing. Okay, so
thank you.
My last question is, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self?
In this case, actually, I was so daring. All the things, all the decision I took, I just concentrated on my passion, my instinct. So I did it every time.
That's great.
So I don't have any regret. I could be do these things or anything. I don't have this kind of regret. But just thinking about and do it in a proper way.
Okay. I love it. That's amazing. Well, Fatima, kudos to you for all your work and, you know, continued work with your projects, and congratulations on the grant from National Geographic. And I so look forward to hearing more about you and reading more about your works, upcoming works. And thank you for doing this, because I think it's so important that, you know, women from different parts of the world share the stories of their people, you know, share the stories of people who would never be heard. So I so appreciate it. And so I commend you for that. I wish you luck, and I look forward to hearing back from you soon. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. And with that, have a good evening. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's our show for today. I've posted more information about Fatima Touche Johora on RevWoman.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in every other Thursday for another episode of Revolutionary Women. You can listen to Revolutionary Women on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Just a little note, I've launched a Patreon account to support the show. All proceeds will go to producing and editing the episodes to give my poor husband a break for being my personal IT and production department. He wrote this. The address is patreon.com/revwoman.